some of them were just crazy. I mean, bookies was a very weird joint to play, only because of the fact that you never knew what was going to happen, and you never knew who you're going to be booked with, right? So one of the better shows at bookies was we did a show with Roy Aloni and the Phantom Movers, and that was a really good show. It was, we opened up, and the band was actually about as dynamic as they've been that they were at the time. And Roy Aloni was just on top of the game, and they were great. And the whole show was great. The place was packed, and things were starting to go. Before that, we played a place called the Latino Ballroom, which was up in Pontiac, which was. It's like a big gym or something like that. It's a very weird, kind of place. And that place was really good. I kind of liked that. But Alvin's was probably the best of all the places to play, because, they had a lot of blues acts from out of town, and a lot of, Sippy Wallace played there. I mean, all kinds of people played there. I mean, look it up. I'm sure you've heard about it. Yeah, and we played, like I said, we played the gig before they even had their liquor license. We played the gig there, which was in the early days. They were still building it. And then one of the last shows we did there, Bob had left the band, and I actually have some film footage of it, Skid and Rocky from Flirt. They came in, and they did a song with us. At Alvin's, which was always a good place to play, and everybody enjoyed the music, and it was just in general a good place to play. A lot of people hung out there too. Mitch Ryder used to show up, and all kinds of people. I can't even remember who, but Bookies was the same thing. You never knew who was going to show up there. I mean, one night Elvis Costello was there, and he showed up. Talking to him about songwriting and stuff, and Patti Smith was there with Fred Smith, and back then, everybody kind of hung around there, so it was kind of interesting, for what it was, But let's see, who else? Peter Case, anyway. So yeah, he was there. They played there, a lot of folks, but yeah. The only problem is, you know what musicians are, right? And half the problem is keeping them sober long enough so that they can play, and that's the biggest problem. And sober being either drugs or alcohol or both. And, getting them on stage, getting them to behave themselves, getting them to stay out of fights, getting their friends that came to stay out of fights, and all the stuff that goes along with it. a lot of semi fun memories, some not so fun, probably those gigs, like I said, Motor City Showcase was a very good place to play. We played one time with the Blasters. There was a place called Trax, and that was a pretty good place to play, and they had a lot of out of town acts play there, and that was a real nice place. It didn't last very long. It was on Gratiot on the east side. I'm trying to think, I'm sure I'm leaving out a couple places along the way. I mean, Russ Gibb, see, back then he had a show called the 25th Hour or something like that, and he at Tower Radio, which was down at the Renaissance Center, and we had just done, I can't remember, I think we might have just done either City of Wheels, or maybe the X-15 EP, and so he did an interview on the radio, and so we went up there, we did the interview and stuff, and then we he was affiliated with Dearborn High School, right? And so we did a show there with Flirt, and I can't remember the other name of the band that was opened up and stuff. But anyway, we did a show there at Dearborn High School, which was fun, playing for kids. You know, it's always cool to play for kids, you know. And so that was a real nice show. But I'm sure there's more, just tons of them. Tons of them. Some places I didn't even want to go in. There's a couple places, trust me. Nunzio's was a very strange place because the fact that it had the dance floor in, not in front of the band, but at the back, behind the audience, so that was kind of weird. So people dancing behind the audience was something to adjust to. There was a place called later on that we played, not as the Ivories, but as 301, called the Third Avenue Club, where some crazy bastard tried to grab a hold of my guitar and pull me off stage while I was playing. And the only way I could get him to let go of my guitar is I kicked him in the chest and he went flying. But he was drunk out of his mind. I'm glad he didn't get hurt. But, I mean, he was literally trying to pull me and my guitar off stage. And, you know, I did that as a response. Then one time at Bookies, there was a guy who, you know, was dancing fool. He was just kind of going nuts and dancing, throwing himself on the floor, and then he come up and he start flicking cigarettes at you, you know. And then his final act was he took a beer bottle, threw it on the ground, busted him to pieces, and then threw himself on the ground and started rolling around and cutting himself up. I guess it was early performance art or something. I don't know. But anyway, but it was very scary that he was doing it to one of our songs, and I thought, well, maybe we shouldn't play that song again or something. I can't even remember what it was, but I don't know. It was just a very weird scene, you know what I mean, for what it was back then. So, but fun. Some of it was fun. Some of it was hard. Some of it was, you know, you didn't want to be there, but, you know, sometimes the band was good. Sometimes the band was mediocre. Sometimes there weren't hardly any people there. Sometimes crowd was great, band was bad, you know. Other way around, crowd was bad, band was great. You know, you run into that being a musician. I'm sure anybody who's ever done it knows what I'm talking about. But overall, you know, getting out and having to sing is always fun. And Larry, God bless his socks, was a great guitar player, and the guys in the band along the way, we spent an awful lot of time rehearsing. A lot of people don't understand how much goes into this stuff. It's a lot of work, a lot of work and dedication. And you have to kind of be kind of a self-centered type of person to do this when you're doing it. But when you're young, you know, that's basically where you're at anyway. So